Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Chad, and I serve as one of the teaching pastors here at LifePoint. Sunday at the Lewis Center campus, we had the standalone message, and so I was really thinking about, man, what do I want to share for this message? And as I started thinking about it, I kind of came to a selfish conclusion, honestly, because I landed on this idea of rest. I know it's kind of midsummer at this point for a lot of the kids are out of school and people are going on vacations. And yet, I don't know if you ever remember the old adage of, you come back from vacation and you feel like you need a vacation from your vacation. I feel like that sentiment is all too common. We're just running at a speed and a pace, it feels like, that we just kind of stay a bit worn out. So I'm trying to grow in this area of my life, and I'm sure there are many other folks that are doing the same. In fact, I recently was part of a group that was working on a time management cohort with some coworkers, and we were filling out whole pages of growth areas and activities, books we wanted to read, podcasts we wanted to listen to, people we wanted to interview, articles we wanted to read. And in this process, I found myself listening to things or watching things or listening to books. And I always try to listen at like 2x speed, which is really ironic that here I am listening to a time management book on 2x speed. But what I found interesting was in the midst of this and doing some research, I heard that one guy was listening to the book, The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry, and he was listening to it on 2x speed, to which his wife told him, hey, I think you're missing the point here. But it's not just listening to stuff on 2x speed. I feel like for a lot of us, if you look at the default setting of our lives are set on 2x speed. Like we're just going at a pace that is very fast and unsustainable, and often leaves us, if we're honest, leaves us worn out. Our jobs demand a lot of us, our families, our kids, the activities we have our kids in. It's just, it can end up being a lot. So I want to point us back to Genesis chapter 2, where God creates the world, and on the seventh day he rested from all his work. And this is kind of the origin of this idea of Sabbath. And what's interesting is the word Sabbath doesn't actually mean rest. It actually means ceasing. And so when you see God creating, God's not tired. He doesn't need a break. He's ceasing because what he's created is good. And that's what he says after every time he creates, it's good, it's good. And so he ceases on the seventh day to kind of cement that what he did was good, it was enough, and so he steps away. And I think not only does he set an example for us, but he kind of builds into creation itself this idea of rest. I think when a lot of people think of Sabbath, you know, they think, oh, is this an Old Testament command that we're supposed to, you know, keep as New Testament Christians? You know, some people say, oh, I don't think, you know, 24-hour day of rest, we're not under the law anymore. But I think that's kind of missing the key point here. Like 15% of creation is devoted to this day of rest, 1 out of 7 days. The 10 commandments, 1 out of the 10 commandments gets a reference to Sabbath. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, Exodus 28 says. So I do think there's something to this idea of rest that's deeper than just a command or a 24-hour day. I think because it is rooted in who God is and rooted in the creation, it goes much deeper than simply an Old Testament command that New Testament Christians don't really need to worry about. Because I think when we rest, we're joining God and saying, I've done enough. Like, it's good. I've worked. I've been productive. I've accomplished everything I need to do. It's time for something else. I mean, back to Exodus 20, God says, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath. On it, you shouldn't do any work. So 6 days. So when we rest, we're saying, okay, I've been productive. I put in the time. I've done everything I needed to do. But now it's time to rest. And what it reminds us of is that we weren't designed to be human doings, but rather human beings. That it's not just about what we can accomplish, but who we are that matters. And so Sabbath isn't a law that we're supposed to obey. Rest isn't a ritual that we're supposed to engage in. No, it's a gift that God has given us. Even Jesus himself in Mark chapter 2 said that the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. That here God was giving us the Sabbath for us, for our good. So it's not legalism to try to find Sabbath moments in our lives. It's a gift of God that we receive. I remember in researching this, came across Leviticus 25:4 that says, in the seventh year, there shall be a Sabbath of solemn rest for the land, a Sabbath to the Lord. You shall not sow your field or prune your vineyard. So he's talking about giving the land a break from crops. We did this in modern times called crop rotation, that kind of idea. And so as I was reading that, I felt like the Lord was kind of pressing upon my heart. I felt the Holy Spirit kind of said, hey, let me get this straight. The dirt needs to rest, but you don't. And it was just a good reminder that, you know, I could either try to figure this out in my life. I can either take a Sabbath or the Sabbath's going to take me. Like, if I keep pushing myself, pushing my body without restorative rest, it's like a car without regular maintenance and repair. Eventually, there will be a breakdown. And what starts as maybe a small problem can eventually become a big problem if we're not careful. And so I don't know about you, what your pattern of rest is, what your schedule looks like to be able to have rest. But I found that really rest is rooted in who Jesus is first and foremost. Matthew 11, Jesus said, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And so until we have spiritual rest, we will be physically restless. We can't physically rest until we have soul rest. You can't physically outrest your own soul. So there's no amount of vacation PTO that's going to solve what's a heart issue. And so I don't know if you are finding that spiritual rest, that Jesus is the true Sabbath. But until we do that, really any other attempt to rest is going to be really difficult. So after you get that settled, I don't know what it might look like for you. Some questions that might help when you think about physical rest. What restores you? What do you need to make space for? Who can help you make that possible? And how can you build this into a regular rhythm? One of the great advantages of growing up in the 1900s was that we used to be unavailable. That was a gift. If you weren't home, the phone just rang. You came home, no notifications, no emails, no texts, nothing demanding your attention. And it was kind of wonderful. And so here we have these phones that Reagan Rose from Redeeming Productivity says, our phones are Swiss Army knives, but they're also casinos. They're incredibly useful, right? But they're also designed to keep pulling us back in. And so sometimes the most spiritual thing we can do is disconnect. And so I don't know if you you have the need for that, but I would encourage you that as God is our Father who delights to give us good gifts, you take the gift of rest from our Father. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much that you have given us rest in the true Sabbath, who is Jesus, and he has invited us to come to him and to find rest for our souls. I pray that we would do that, not only spiritually, but also physically, and being proactive and how we apply this idea of rest in our lives. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Now, why don't you take a minute and you pray and ask the Lord how you can better apply this idea of rest that is baked into the created and the Creator.